Yeah, we're in. We're live.
We're live.
Welcome to Cumtown.
The how does level amp? Sound?
Stop. How do the levels sound?
They sound pretty good.
How does my new XLR cable
these
sound?
These are bad, dude.
Yeah.
These
No, you're a touch under five. Nick and I are above five.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Just keep your mouths on the fucking mics, man.
I'm going to do that. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay. We all know about the inches, but where are the levels at? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we're like 5.1 inches each.
Above average. Stop.
Humble brag.
No, I'm at 5.
Slightly below,
I'm at
5. Baby.
5.62, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I put on a little weight. Yeah. It kind of fucked up, you know, kind of stole that
just
point.
Just all this like insane two. Techno music playing, and Stav's got this laser measurement system. Robotic arms descending on his crotch.
He's doing weird science on his
dick. I want every single...
X-Men theme plays in Stav's dick is measured by computers.
I want every single morsel of dick that I can get credit for. I'm not giving up a single fucking... iota of
so, guys, welcome.
Dude, what I do is, first of all, I got into foreskin regrowth stuff.
Oh,
you stretch your foreskin
welcome,
way out.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah, but the sensitivity never returns.
It never does.
I've researched.
Well, I twisted my dick 180 degrees and then sewed the tip of my dick onto the where it meets my balls. So my dick forms a Mobius strip. And that way, you know, a woman's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, bitch, it's technically infinity inches.
Ooh.
Continues forever, you
what
idiot.
Is Mobius?
A Mobius strip is a...
classic circle dick.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm doing sixth grade geometry
like
references.
Like an infinity scarf?
I don't know what an infinity scarf... Oh, yeah, probably. An infinity scarf is probably a Mobius strip.
Yeah.
This is a Mobius strip.
Just a circle? Nick is demonstrating with cardboard what a Mobius strip is.
So you take that, you fold that.
Okay.
That way.
Looks kind of like a circle.
It's not a circle. So
there's only one side to that strip.
Uh-huh.
But it continues forever.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Well, can it be a small Mobius strip though, even if it continues forever?
Yes.
So you have a little ass Mobius strip.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It continues forever.
No, but it's small. You said there could be small.
I said the
got
Mobius.
Got you, bro.
Strip.
Hey, listen, man, facts don't care about your motherfucking feelings, pal.
Okay? Neither do my feelings don't care about facts.
Yeah, that's true.
That way they trump facts. They
no.
They go beyond it. And
no.
My feeling is that you're wrong.
Well, the fact is you have a little ass Mobius strict dick.
I would like to host public debates just for the complete morons. it's about like redistricting in some town in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
It's just me and you. Yeah. It's like people that come out to this town hall and like, actually, your dick is the one that's small.
Oh, I thought.
I'm like, what?
There's all these townspeople that are like, what? But my son still doesn't have, you know, lunch paid for. I'm like, oh, sir, you'll get a minute.
Sir, please.
After we resolve this issue.
Yeah, we will.
The problem is that my balls are so big.
So my dick is little, my dick is medium sized. But my balls are gigantic.
Yeah. I think it was
just the true fall of the Roman Empire is the public forum. Debates about whose dick was worse.
What if you had, like, you got, like, Noam Chomsky and, like, Zizek, and then we were the moderators, and then we asked them, like, if you sewed your dick into a Mobius strip,
would it be big or small?
Infinity length, or would it be very small?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And then they would be like, this is crazy. Yeah. I can't understand.
I want to ask him that thing about shitting hamburgers.
Which
you know,
one?
If you shit out a perfect hamburger, would you eat it?
What did you say about God being a cupcake that you fuck and then you eat?
What I said was you could do whatever you wanted if you were God.
Yeah.
You could make a piece of cake that sucks your dick, and then you eat it, and it doesn't taste like semen.
Like the 50 Cent song.
Because you're God.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that song is about.
Which 50 Cent song?
If I Could Be God.
Oh, yeah.
A girl, I'm going to turn you into a birthday cake that sucks dick.
What up,
if I could be God. Everyone knows that song.
I'm more familiar with I Smell Pussy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's coming from you, Adam.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? The pussy smell?
That's what that song is.
No, I think that you're emanating.
I think it's coming from
you. Speaking of which, ladies, you don't need to clean yourselves that often.
Okay.
You know?
Your pussy?
This is an interesting take.
You know, a pussy that doesn't smell like anything.
Uh-huh.
You need to fuck your pH levels up a bit. Okay. Why don't you just put some Fun Dip powder
so
in
So you want a real skunked out puss.
No, I like a French.
Out. You did.
I like no, a French onion style pussy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. With a little strip of cheese you pull off of blocking the pussy hole. Yeah. That melted fucking Gouda covering the clit.
That is when's the last time you had French onion soup?
I'm not a big fan of it.
It's
been a while.
I had a really good one the other day.
Where? Mm-hmm.
And it really reminded me of, if it's good, it's good. This place by here.
Don't you mean
very good.
Freedom onion soup?
Yeah, that's true. Fucking frogs.
The Pulitopod.
Fuck the French.
Yeah. So are we going to book our flights?
Macron.
We'll book the flights at some point.
Macron can suck my hard cock. Macrosteno. And just macro in for short means long in Greek. So
macro,
macro, exactly.
Yeah, like so, large. Okay,
yeah. And
it
I guess
means, it means so large I think in Macron, English too.
Macron might have a big dick, but then micro means small, micro.
Yeah, micro. Fuck. It's the same in English. Both of those words are the same.
Well, but what I'm saying is, I think about Macron having a big dick.
Because he fucked his teacher.
Yeah, that which is tight.
And then wife
for teacher, baby.
Respect to him. For
he
that
wifed one. His French teacher.
Ooh, respect revoked. You can't be wifing up that old bitch, dude.
She's an old bitch.
Although he probably gets pussy. French people legally have to get side pussy.
French people fuck a lot.
Yeah,
it's weird that they're such miserable people.
I bet you they're having a nice time.
No, French people don't enjoy life.
I'm trying to think.
Some of them probably do. They're party French people.
Yeah, they party, but they don't enjoy life.
Well,
they just have nice. They have very nice lives that they hate.
They have existentialism.
Sounds pretty cool. I mean, I know what that's like. We all know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what our lives
are. Yeah, we're
basically
French people.
We're French, dude. I'm on
if
the Riviera.
You become successful enough, you turn
this
into
is a French
person.
French style podcast for sure.
Baguette.
That guy, you know, baguettes. That guy Eric that I'm friends with. He went. He did a study abroad in France.
Dude. And dude, he, France, like, sick.
He used to get in arguments.
Adam gets mad that I do better impressions of his
friends
than
I do.
No,
I do a better Eric than you.
No, I do a better Eric. I do a better Jonah. I do a better Ari.
You do a better Jonah. I do a better Ari.
No,
and
you
Eric.
Don't. You
yes,
add,
I do.
Stop.
Let's have an Ari.
Jonah's
on.
Probably going to arrive while we're doing
your
the pod.
Ari is just a copy of mine.
Well,
which I
will
Ari
close my eyes. I will close my eyes.
You can hear from what side of the room it's coming from.
No, I've got headphones on.
I don't like these competitions. First
I will close
of all,
my eyes.
Look, I already said
I am the master of this podcast. I will decide who wins the competition.
Okay,
so
I'll do Eric.
Right now, Adam's in the lead because I'm getting a little too much lip from you, Nick. So go ahead.
Thank you, Stavros.
Go ahead.
This is Eric.
There's a bias there.
No. Round one.
It has nothing to do with the fucking impression.
Yes, it does.
You just admitted
respect
that you're fucking biased.
We're going
to
do an impression.
Part of sportsmanship.
This is an impression competition of two people that no one. Knows who they are.
No one listening has any idea.
Save for like
it's
maybe
the guys
three
that
people.
Hang out in the DJ booth at Funny Moms.
Yes. So now,
no,
guys,
no. Eric does it, but
we're not talking about Eric.
We're not doing Eric.
You can do Eric. Go do.
I
Eric.
Can't do Jonah. Jonah's hard and
okay. So
Nick
you already. So
Jonah.
You already see.
I
Jonah.
See Jonah.
Okay. Go.
I've
Eric.
Been doing Eric for like 10 years.
Go Eric.
How long have you been doing Ari?
Ari for more than that. Ari and I've been.
How about how long
friends
have you been
we
doing
were,
him?
Doing impression.
How long have you been doing it?
Listen, guys.
How long have you been doing
of
Ari?
Him?
Listen,
I've been doing an impression of him since we were maybe 14 or 15.
Okay,
I reject.
I don't
it.
Listen. Nick,
I've never once.
I
heard
see
it.
The line of question you're going down, and what you're trying to do is logic your way to this win. When it, you got to get in the booth and voice your way. To
okay,
the
let's
win.
Do it. Let's okay? do it. Blind test.
Blind
okay,
test.
Here's Eric. Okay, so there was this bitch. Okay, in Spokane.
Hold on, we're getting some static. Move your
what
phone.
What do you mean?
Move your phone.
Okay, so there's this bitch in Spokane, Washington,
mm-hmm.
who is she's a white bitch,
mm-hmm.
but she was head of the NAACP.
Okay,
yeah.
Next,
okay, dude, Adam is such a bitch.
Oh damn, that's pretty good.
Adam's impression is the worst fucking impression
dude,
I've ever heard.
This storm's beast, dude.
Dude, Adam has the fucking literally the worst fucking impression. Of
See,
me.
The only problem is that you're bleeding into a different impression that you do, which shall remain nameless. But I'm gonna give this one. To
Wait, who is the other one?
What was
I'm
the other
give
one?
This one to Nick.
What's the other impression?
Who? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they have
yeah,
similar
yeah.
voices.
I don't accept that. You I don't know.
It does next one, I'm the master. It doesn't matter what you fucking accept.
And this is Ari.
Also you can say Aaron Berg's name.
You're right.
Aaron's not going to get his feelings hurt that I do an impression of him. You're right. Everyone does an impression of him.
You're right. We all do his voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, don't tell Lewis we're doing his voice.
Look, I'm in master mode. I'm not in cum time.
So that was. So you're saying that he did an Aaron Berg impression and I did an Eric impression.
Stop. You should quietly mouth things to me more often. Yeah, it felt good. I like that interaction.
It was secret.
Yeah, like, is there going to be chocolate? Yeah. Will there be chocolates? Will there be chocolates?
Okay, next one, please.
Adam has the shittiest impression of Ari.
No. No, that's not it at all.
No, it is.
When I was a kid, people used to say that my dad was a pornographer, but he actually owns a business that does medical device instructional videos. That's terrible.
No, it's he does medical device instructional videos.
Too close to call, Florida.
Yeah. Florida. So,
Hanging Chad. So Nick wins.
Supreme Court. 2-1. You seated
ding,
Jonah.
Ding, 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 ding.
He wins.
That was the Luis Gomez versus Ryan O'Neal of impressions fights.
Did Luis wreck him?
Shouts out to Luis.
Luis won. And you know what? I'm not going to take a single thing away from that man. Except to make fun of him for wearing a shirt and said that it was an embarrassing fight to watch.
Hilarious that he did wear a shirt.
It's so funny, dude.
Because he got in pretty good shape.
Like, he got in pretty good shape.
He didn't wear a shirt. He wore like a rash guard.
Yeah.
Like they, you
no,
wear,
I mean
like,
it literally
you go
looked
boogie
like
boarding, you
it,
wear.
It looked like a company that it like a startup that makes shirts for fat kids that are afraid of the pool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got flashbacks. I got yeah. fat kids in the pool.
Oh, it's a rash guard. Yeah,
yeah.
But I mean, hey, look, I legitimately feel bad for not believing in him, but he triumphed. I mean, that Ryan guy like sucked.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like an MMA guy train him?
He did, yeah. Lewis had all these guys.
So Lewis knows fighters. Like
he knows
fighters.
I was
so
under the impression
like
that Ryan guy like trained. It did this shit all the time.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, and then I mean, you look at him and tell him that, oh, he took karate in like 1993.
Right.
Yeah,
I saw, actually, there was the same day. There was another celebrity, micro celebrity fight, which was Logan Paul.
Your dick fighting your
versus
balls?
Versus my dick.
A micro fight?
Versus some...
hey, get out of here, Chowderhead!
Versus some...
Boys, we're Adam's little balls.
Settle down, boys. Let's not hate each other again.
Shut up, asshole.
Shut up, you fucking faggot. We could have been a pussy if it weren't for you.
You've seen my balls.
You know how much harder it is to make money having to be friends with two other guys? We could have just fucked for cash. And jewels.
Adam's dick mad he couldn't sell his theoretical pussy
could
for
jewels. Could you get jewelry for your dick?
Yeah,
of course.
That'd be cool. And Sob were talking about getting chains and rings and shit.
For your dick?
Well, for our bodies.
Chain. I want a chain for sure.
Yeah, I have a chain. I've been wearing a chain.
Yeah, recently. But you don't pull it off.
Yeah, you actually do wear swag. Jewelry. You got the little earring.
I have an earring and a chain. I'm a jewelry guy now. That's really the only thing the podcast has changed about me.
Yeah.
I've become a jewelry guy.
I want a chain really bad. If anyone knows where to get a good chain in
somebody
New York
sent me
City,
a Tony the Tiger chain.
That's cool.
You know what? I still have yet to regret giving my address out to people. Everything I receive is such a pleasant surprise.
I would if I didn't live with other people.
The only thing I feel bad about receiving is somebody sent me, they're like, hey, you know, like I know you like reading and stuff. Here's like a novelette I wrote. And it's like...
And you're like...
Well, I'm
fuck
sure it's
your gay book.
I'm sure it's good. I just like I don't have time to read 50 pages of
Yeah.
Some guy's bringing his copy of Call Me by Your Name to have you sign tonight. At
right,
Funny Moms.
I'm too busy rereading Call Me by Your Name.
No, he is. He said, can Nick sign it? I was like,
I believe that.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
And then someone else asked if we could sign the Chapo book, and I said no.
How about Call Me by Your Train?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about two autistic guys that. Fuck each other.
Fall in love.
Two autistic guys that run
call
a train
each
on each other. Yeah.
Do you think that like train hobos in the 30s
sucking fucked?
Were like autistic guys that like, you know,
no.
That was like they just didn't know they
no,
had autism.
No, because everything had gears and machinery the way trains do.
Oh, everything was steampunk back then.
So they were, in fact, they were probably cool guys. They might have been gay guys that just wanted to suck and fuck on those trains.
Train hobos had to have been, there had to have been a disproportionate amount of autistic guys.
No, yeah. I think gay guys.
I think so.
And I'm basing that strictly.
You think it's gay guys?
I'm basing that strictly off of Mad Men, where Sal, the
that before he died, John McCain's brain tumor didn't cause him to just act out in like very public homosexual displays. How funny would that have been? I know that's not how brain tumors work.
I'm a goddamn queer. Yeah. Yeah. Just bring me that goddamn dick and put it in my mouth. R.I.P. to the Maverick, man.
Yeah.
You know? The fucking true Maverick.
Look, well, you don't have to agree with the fact that the guy, you know, wanted to drag us into war with every country in the world and kill a bunch of people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you do have to expect that he was a war hero.
You have to respect that he crashes some fucking plane and got captured.
Because he got, like, look, man, that's the only part I can relate to is like being bad at doing your job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
he just didn't get released,
I meant by war
right?
hero.
Yeah, yeah.
The only part of him I identify with is the bad at flying.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I couldn't fly a plane.
Yeah, but he got to fly because his dad was like an admiral in the Navy.
His dad owned the Army.
He owned the Navy.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, his dad was the boss of the Army.
Yeah, yeah. I will give him credit for not getting released or whatever, but whatever. Here's what I was thinking. What if he gets to heaven and the juiciest pussy of all time is there, but you have to reach above your head to get it?
Mm-hmm.
And he can't.
You think well, he'll still
he's
be paralyzed?
His arms back.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't. But what you know? What else would be funny? If everyone's saying like Aretha Franklin is in heaven and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What if he gets there? All those fucking North Vietnamese guys.
Of course,
he's up there.
He gets the 72 virgins for his contributions to global jihad.
Yeah.
It turns out heaven's real. But then the Muslim God is like, no, you've actually really helped. You've actually done a lot for jihad, believe it or not.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck it, just give me the goddamn pussy. Yeah.
Give me that, bro.
And they're all Vietnamese ladyboys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, secret VC.
Mm-hmm.
Spies.
Oh, yeah. The good shit.
Yeah, the good shit.
That's Viet cunt.
We're the Viet cunt. So I do want to say in these trying times, if anyone has a picture of his daughter's titties, I will look
Megan?
Yeah, they're pretty big.
She's busted, dude.
Dude.
She's nasty.
Say what you will about her father's foreign policy, but I will not have you fucking disrespect how big that lady's titties
You see
are.
Her get owned by Joy Behar on
That's,
The View?
That was awesome.
That was so funny.
I wanted to suck off Joy right then and there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to think it was very funny when Fred Armisen did Joy Behar on SNL.
How about instead of Joy Behar, it's Boy Behar?
Yeah.
Okay. It's guys only.
Okay.
And it's still a woman named Joy Behar.
Yeah, but only men can fuck her?
Yeah.
This pussy's just for the fellas.
Oh, shit. Where are we at? I forgot to keep track.
Oh, shit.
We are at... Can you see Adam? I can't see.
17 inches of dick.
Little timerino here.
Timer.
You ever set the stopwatch on your phone and you forget to turn it off and then you check it days later and you're like, fuck, I'm just dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been 182 hours.
Yeah.
And you've done
nothing, dude.
Yeah, nothing.
I've cycled through the same four problems in my head that there's no solution to, really.
Yeah. Well, there's the final solution.
The final,
I don't know what you're talking about.
The final countdown.
Another thing that happened. Some guy shot up a fucking Madden tournament.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like he was super mad and pretty mad. Sounds like he's a pretty mad guy.
Do you ever watch Rage Quit comps? Compilations on YouTube.
You'd have made better as a guy driving a John Madden bus through a crowd.
That's true.
That
would
have been the ultimate.
If it was John Madden shooting up the John Madden tournament.
Yeah.
John.
You goddamn nerds.
Somebody drove a John Madden bus through Bastille Day.
Madden's confused. He's trying to get to that game in London.
Yeah.
He just ended up killing people. And what the fuck they do at Bastille? They rush the prison. Is that correct?
Stormed the Bastille.
Is that the prison, the Bastille?
Yeah.
The Bastille was the prison where they kept all of
the good
the
pussy.
French
the good
Revolution
pussy.
People.
For sure.
Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
My only knowledge of the French Revolution comes from Tale of Two Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And my only knowledge of Tale of Two Cities comes from Tale
Wishbone?
Of Two Kitties, the Garfield sequel. So from my understanding is that Dover represents the original Garfield, whereas Calais is... obviously, the imposter Garfield.
Yes. It's all because all the rich Garfields were hiding all the lasagna.
Uh-huh.
And then the fucking Odies did some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even familiar with Tale of Two Kitties. I don't even know. Is that a real thing?
Oh, you haven't read the novelization of Garfield?
Was that a real movie? Kitties?
Yeah, dude. You don't remember?
Was Bill Murray in it? I know he was in the first one.
Tale of... No, I think it was Lorenzo Music.
That's who? The guy's name?
That, no, you know what? That's who played Garfield on the animated series.
Lorenzo Music?
Yeah.
What?
That's a cool-ass name, dude.
Wow, Nick.
Did he play music?
Get
your phone away from the cord.
No, I'm looking up the fucking Garfield, Tale of Two Kitties. 2006 British-American family comedy film written by the Coen brothers, actually.
That's what they, yeah.
Literally written by Joel Coen, who's a different guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's why Bill Murray said he agreed to it because he thought it was a Coen brothers movie.
That's so fucking funny.
It's a sequel to 2004 that's film Garfield.
Some
movie.
Other guy named Joel Coen
Does
wrote
Bill Murray
it.
Fuck Scarlett Johansson in that movie in Japan?
No, they're friends.
Damn.
I've never seen Bill Murray's in it.
But that would be tight.
Bob Hoskins is in it.
Damn.
Man, he made some
Super
mistakes,
Mario?
Dude. He
the Super Mario movie is so fucking funny.
I haven't seen it.
Such a piece of shit.
It's hilarious because like they went to some coked out 80s screenwriter and was like, look, can you adapt this game? And the guy's like, all right.
What
is a game?
Yeah.
You know, like he's an Italian plumber and he's got to fight this turtle. He's like, yeah, that's enough. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's a lizard dimension. And, you know, Dennis Hopper is like.
He's Bowser, right?
He's Bowser.
I've been playing Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
Shit's tight, dude.
Yeah.
I've been whooping Eldis's ass in Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
I just bought a couple more controllers for the Switch, boys. You should come over. We'll play doubles.
Yeah. You know what we should play is poker.
Yeah.
A gambling
and other maybe we can gamble on.
Maybe gamble
Mario
at BetDSI.com.
Yeah. Oh.
BetDSI, the premier sports betting sports book website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they've been in business over 20 years, paying out winners. They got an easy to use, fun mobile app.
Oh, I love fun.
That's
as
amazing.
Opposed to the regular kind of app.
That suck dick. I get on them and I'm like, ah!
Dude, what the fuck is this? That? I need a mobile app. I don't need something I have to sit down and use.
At the computer?
You dock your phone on and use both hands.
I'm on the go constantly.
Always on the go.
I need a mobile app.
Always gambling on betdsi.com. Mm-hmm. They got easy to use 24/7, 365 days a week, 366 if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. Leap year. You
know, leap year. That's
you got it.
I don't know. I can't think of anything for Looper.
No,
I don't know. You kill yourself.
Yeah.
Take a jump off.
Yep.
Might as well jump.
Might as well
jump.
Suck
Van Halen.
Dick.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can bet on other shit too. You know, in game motherfucking
about
wagering.
Trans Halen.
Also good.
Yeah, bet on that at betdsi.com.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of
Will
trans Halen.
Call up the customer service, dude. 24/7, 365 days a week. You say, how about Trans Halen?
And he's like, yes.
And then you ask them for the promo code. Mm-hmm. No, I did get a little bit of pushback for them because I said the promo code wrong again.
Oh, so maybe
it's not my fault, right? Dude. They changed it on me.
So we have any picks, Stav?
Let's see here. Yes, here's my pick.
Oh, yeah.
I think you were just about to say it in the motherfucking U.S. Open. Fucking Tsitsipas. I don't know how you fucking say his name. All right, but there's a Greek fucking tennis player. Put your money on that motherfucker.
Isn't that guy Kyrgios or whatever?
No, he's not Greek. He's Australian.
He's Australian.
He's ethnically Greek. Lives in Australia. This guy is fucking Tsitsipas is fucking Greek, bro. Got the little Greek flag next to his name.
His name is Shits His Pants.
Shits His Pants.
I don't know what his fucking first name is. But I think
Stelios. Definitely bet on this guy. Stav doesn't know his first name.
Yes, bet on him, dude.
His name is Stavros.
Guy. Oh, you got to bet on this guy. His name's I don't know something.
Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Okay.
Who's that boy?
And you're
for
betting
Stephanie?
On him to win it all?
Bet him for the whole motherfucking thing.
He's going to win the whole tournament. What's he ranked?
He's ranked 15th.
15th? Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Good money. You get good odds on that motherfucker.
For me, I don't think you can bet on it, but there is a tournament on Twitter for the worst online fan base, most annoying fan base.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And I saw that our fans made it through the first round. I want to make it the whole goddamn way through.
Yeah.
We're going up against Chris Hardwick in
this
round.
Which is tough. None of us have raped or whatever he did, but
Did he rape?
I don't know. He did something bad.
Yeah.
He did some bad shit. But well, I believe in you boys.
Allegedly, but he held that girl at gunpoint when she was 8 and he fucked her mouth and ass in front of a Comic-Con panel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, this is
allegedly.
This is already a month ago, so I don't remember all the details.
Yeah, yeah.
Something, yeah. Something along
those. He did that lines. A month ago?
Yeah.
And he got his job back?
Yeah.
That's what got him back.
He just repeatedly fucked him out and then just blew a giant load all over her face and he said, "How's that for a meltdown?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the meltdown. Yeah, I get that. Meltdown Comics.
Yeah. I've got a comic book for you right here. And he had a book of pictures of her nude as an infant.
Oh, my God.
Held together with his own cum.
That's really terrible.
It was the bound with his own semen. And
did we ever finish this read?
What?
So anyways, Beth DSI.
Yeah.
I think we could beat
BethDSI.com.
Hey, pal.
You can bet on when they'll pull their ad reach.
Which is probably already
happening. They're going to cancel our account.
You got to bet those Greek guys.
Stefanos Tsitsipas, baby.
Stefanos shits his pants. And you can do it with promo code CUM120, CUM120, and they will give you 120% bonus on your deposit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you put down $200, you get Stavros, hit him with the math.
Oh, dude, so you get
120% of whatever.
$240?
$240. Yep. Bonus.
I think that was right.
Yeah, so that's
total,
right.
Total $370.
That's right. When you really do, when you really crunch
the numbers.
I think
if you add them together, that's right.
So yes, do that, everyone.
Yeah, and I think it was weird that they wanted us to say all that stuff about Chris Hardwick, but
legally they did not ask us to do that.
But you know what?
BetDSI.com is not affiliated with the Cumtown Podcast outside of the promo code, which is it is.
We also have little S dicks. But that's just me, Stav, Nick, and Adam, not Betty.
Yeah. I didn't understand why that part was going to happen.
I just like talking in dumb voices like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Stefanos.
I was watching Michael Winslow videos the other day. And there's one where he's on like the local news and some shit. And the woman's like, "Now, the other night on Jim..." And then first of all, any like... all of daytime network television, every single one of those people on there is just drunk out of their minds.
Oh, yeah. On lewd, like just pain just, pills.
Oh, like the...
so fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the midday news. That's a rough one.
Just like a woman who, like, one of her eyes is shut all the way. And she's like, "And we'll be back with the Pilates cats in a minute. But first, Michael Winslow, who you may recognize from the Police Academy movies..." The interview is fucking hilarious. First of all, he's dressed like a Lego man. like a Lego for a poor child, where they just assembled him out of other Lego men.
Respect.
The bright orange...
he had, like, pirate pants,
bright orange shirt, and a bowler hat.
Hell yeah!
This like he's never seen anyone put on clothes.
Yeah,
before.
How old?
Like
is he
an alien doing?
He's
got to
be in his 50s or 60s.
Yeah, he's older than 50s.
Yeah, he's probably in his like late 60s.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean,
60s. Yeah,
yeah.
Police Academy is like early 80s, right?
Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
Net worth. Google that.
He's not that rich, dude. He's doing gigs with Irwin.
Well, yeah, she's like, she's talking about like, last night on Jimmy Fallon, we saw you do an impression of Jimi Hendrix's guitar. Can you do 59. That for us? And he goes,
59?
Yeah.
Well done, Al.
Yeah, he goes, you did an impression of Jimi Hendrix's guitar. Can you do that for us? And he goes, no. He just wouldn't do any sound.
He saves that for the stage.
He wouldn't do any sound. The only sound effect he does while he's on there is a chicken.
Anyone can do that.
Anyone can do the chicken. There's nothing that differentiates Michael Winslow. And then she's asking him, she's like, "Do you have any advice for younger people trying to get into this?" And there's not even a name for what he does.
Sound effects.
And the only advice should be do something. I mean, there's only one Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
It's not like there's a whole industry of people that make sound effects.
Right. And even he's obsolete.
Granted, I haven't looked into it. Yeah. And she's like, "And can we look for you in anything?" And he's like, "I swear to fucking God," he goes, "Well, you know, I can't promise anything, but there are rumors abound about a Police Academy 8.
Oh, no. That's miserable.
Yeah.
Didn't Gutenberg retire from acting?
Isn't Gutenberg dead?
No,
he's not dead.
He was funny as shit.
Oh, Rick Moranis retired from acting.
Yeah, because his wife died or whatever.
Yeah.
Gutenberg, he did a hilarious thing on Party Down.
Oh, I remember that.
Where he was like...
Oh, Gutenberg's kind of ripped now.
He's ripped.
Yeah, he's
and
got
he's
like...
a good-looking guy.
Yeah, yeah, he looks good. Yeah, he's still got
Gutenberg
his hair.
Gutenberg was like the most famous guy of all time for like 3 years.
He had a run.
So weird.
He had a run.
And then it just didn't happen.
I was always a Steve
Gutenberg
guy.
You think it's because Tom Hanks just came through and was cuter than him?
I don't know. I thought he was incredibly charismatic, funny.
But basically, they're in the same lane.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Tom Hanks fucked that fish, and everyone's like,
it
oh,
is,
God.
I mean, it is weird that Tom Hanks is as successful as he is. Because it's not... He's not...
He's so milquetoast.
He's so boring, and he's not in anything that's really particularly good.
Where does that come from, milquetoast?
Big. I don't know.
No, it's not that
good. Not a fan of that.
No, what is the best? What is the best Tom Hanks movie?
Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count.
Really. The one where he fucks
no,
fish?
No, Saving Private Ryan counts.
Daryl Hannah? Yeah.
All right, say not Saving Private
Ryan.
No,
he's actually that scene at the end of Captain Phillips where he like doesn't realize at first that he's been rescued and then it hits him, it's good acting.
He's a good actor.
It is good acting. He does kind of, it is pretty good.
Oh, Castaway?
Castaway is, he acts real hard. That whole movie's just him
Forrest
and that ball.
Forrest Gump sucks. The Terminal, Sully,
yeah.
The Green Mile, Philadelphia.
Yeah, what's this guy? He does a couple of airport bullshit. Yeah. Couple of fucking airport movies.
Green Mile.
Eight Meg Ryan's Pussy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, he acts good in that.
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle.
That's a fucking great
that's
one.
That's a good one, dude. He's in Cloud Atlas. Damn, remember how stupid that movie
was? That movie was a piece of shit, yeah.
There's that came out...
They have, like, Chinese versions of themselves that wear, like, prosthetics.
I didn't see... There was all this... Was that movie, The Golden Compass, and then, like, Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow?
No, there was also...
There's all these movies that had
Percy
titles
Jackson.
Where it's like, oh, I'll never see this.
What's the shit about the guy and the tiger on the boat? I used to confuse that with Cloud Atlas.
Mm-hmm. I read the
about
Golden
life
Compass.
Of guy and his guys only.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
I read the Golden Compass as a little kid. Shit was good, dude. You get some shit called a Damon or some shit, a Matt Damon. It's like a little.
I remember reading it was like Stormfront or something when Golden Compass came out.
Yeah,
there was like an article about not an article, like a post on the forum.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you mean you were? I thought that was like the name of another book, but you mean the racist forum?
Oh, the racist.
Yeah.
Forum. Okay. Yeah.
No, I found a thread on it was either Stormfront or like Vanguard News Network or something where somebody was complaining about the Golden Compass and it was the Golden Compass or something. It's one of those types of movies.
Yeah.
And how they, and I think I've told this story on the podcast before, how they enjoyed it aside from the, quote, N-word centaurs.
Like, as a racist, the fact that the black people in the movie are half animal should actually be like, you think that's like them meeting you halfway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
this guy's just imagining his girlfriend being fucked by a literal horse.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's so funny.
You know what? I'm looking at Tom Hanks. I take back what I said. He's got quite the career here.
Oh, he's crushed it.
A League of Their Own. Yeah, Tom Hanks rules, and he's very good.
No, I don't like Tom Hanks.
Who's your favorite actor?
My favorite actor of all time?
Like mainstream.
Paul Newman.
All right, that's a good ass
Paul
choice.
Newman's
all
the
right,
best actor
that's a good
that's
choice.
Ever lived.
Was he ever in Turner and Hooch, though, where he co-starred with a fucking dog?
Remember Cop and a Half?
I don't.
Burt Reynolds and some little black kid.
The little kid got to be a cop?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds has to like take some black... You don't remember Cop and a Half?
No.
It was like one of my favorite movies when I was a little kid.
I don't remember that.
It's just some piece of shit Burt Reynolds comedy.
Yeah. Where nothing's funny.
I know.
There's
not
a single good joke.
I would watch it over and over and over again.
I watched... There's a cop movie with Jay Leno and
it's
then...
It's got 15% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Have you seen that cop movie with Jay Leno and Mr. Miyagi?
No.
And it takes place in Detroit?
That rules.
It's psycho. It's on HBO Go right
look
now.
Look at this picture of... Burt Reynolds.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Old as shit.
He's wearing rose-colored glasses.
Clearly fucked up.
Oh, man. Remember that story about him posing nude in Playgirl because he thought it was for women?
And he got pissed off that gay guys were jacking off to him? Yeah.
Ah, what the hell is this? I thought it was supposed to be women jacking off to me.
There was a Cop and a Half New Recruit in 2017.
What the fuck?
With Lou Diamond Phillips and a girl.
They thought that they needed to reboot Cop and a Half. 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. No one remembers it.
It's from when? From like 1993.
You know what we should watch? There's a Dice movie, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
I think it's on something. I think I almost watched it, but...
I
was with company that was like, no, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I would love to watch the Dice movie. Day of the Laughter Died is amazing.
It's my favorite comedy album of all time, easily.
It's so good.
I've listened to it the most, more than any other comedy album.
Listen to the plot of this fucking movie.
Hit me with it.
Devin Butler is an 8-year-old boy who lives in Tampa and dreams of being a cop. He watches police TV shows, knows police procedures, and plays cops and robbers with his friend
Ray. He killed his own father.
One day while snooping around in a warehouse.
Hell yeah.
Already.
Yes.
What?
No one does that, but go ahead.
He witnesses a murder. He goes to the police who want the information, but he refuses to give it unless they make him a cop.
Well, we have no other choice but to make him a cop.
Yeah. They then team
There's nothing in the rule book that says.
Yeah. They then team him with veteran cop and child hater, Detective Nick McKenna.
Oh, he hates children.
Dude, the only scene I remember...
The only scene I remember
in that movie is when they have a sword fight. So they both pull
with their dicks?
The 8-year-old boy and Burt Reynolds as a grown man pull their cocks out and sword fight with their piss streams.
Wait, really?
In the movie, yes.
Hell yes.
That's hilarious.
Burt Reynolds is trying to piss, and the child comes in and goes, sword fight, and then they start sword fighting.
So Burt Reynolds looks at this child's penis and pisses on him.
Yeah.
What a good-ass movie.
Detective Nick McKenna, and they team up in a comic series of events to find the killer and take down a drug kingpin who ordered the hit. Mm. They eventually come to a mutual understanding in order to bring the killer to justice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, Cop and a Half and Problem Child.
Problem Child, I did.
Oh, yeah, I saw that a million times.
John Ritter just getting owned by this little ass kid.
Yeah. That movie, 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Problem Child?
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was a great movie.
Of course, dude. All the movies you loved as a kid were awful.
Damn.
Yeah, like
because
Austin
they're incredibly
Powers.
Simple. And it's just like 80 minutes of, you know, like, somebody stuck my dick in my ass.
And then that's like, laxative
a
pranks.
A kid that gets to be president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every one of those movies had a thing where someone accidentally had laxatives.
Yeah, I was like, all these liberals that are like, how am I going to explain Trump to my son or whatever? And it's like, Trump as president would make an excellent early 90s children's
that
movie.
That is true. Yeah.
They're like, he's bad, but they can't stop him.
Yeah.
And now he has control of the nukes. And what's he doing with it? Cheating on his wife and eating candy. This summer, Problem Child 4.
Problem President.
Ronald Plump, dude.
Ronald Plump.
They
dude.
Defeated him with logic and reason.
And jacked old men.
Yeah.
That you definitely don't want to hold you down and fuck your ass.
Those two twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They just look like Ken dolls. They fuck each other.
I forgot Michael Richards was in Problem Child.
Oh, yeah. He was hilarious, dude.
He's a great physical comedian.
No.
I'm going to teach you some words.
Let's hit the Laugh Factory, Problem Child.
Dude, those clips of like Seinfeld
when they edit the bloopers where you get mad at them.
You get mad.
Yeah.
Like somebody would like, you know, laugh during a scene and be like trying to be a fucking professional here once.
I love the edit. I've said this before, but I love the edit when there's like an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer's on the news. And they're like, oh, my God, it's Kramer. And then they splice in the, he's a, and they're like, oh, Kramer. It's just so good, man.
Did you see that edit of Friends without the laugh track where it's just Ross beating up a woman? He's like, the girls take a self-defense class, and then he feels like emasculated because he can't fight.
Hell yeah.
And so at the end, like, he has to, like, he fights a woman to prove that he's strong.
Yeah, dude.
But there's no laugh track, so it's just like...
That rule.
The one where it's like Ross showing up and he's explaining how he, like, accidentally, like... tried to have sex with a 14-year-old or something.
What?
But they edited the laugh track out, so it's just Ross being like, I didn't know she was 14. No one laughed. Or something like that. Ross is a pedophile.
That's how I feel about what we just said about all those shitty movies, because I used to love Friends, dude. When I was like a little kid, I was like, hell yeah, this is my shit. When I was like 10, I was like, can't wait to be a cool adult.
I can't wait to have friends, dude.
Yeah.
I watched that show and just fantasized about someone talking to me.
I wanted to go to I was like, dude, at a coffee shop? Shit's going to be cool as
fuck. Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in a coffee shop.
Dude, I remember seeing Office Space when I was in like sixth grade. I'm like, man, I can't wait to have a job. In my own apartment where I drink two beers before passing out. And you know, I'll be honest, when I was like 20, 21 and I worked in a fucking shitty call center and like came home and drank myself to sleep, it was all right.
It
wasn't bad.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because why it was pretty good was because you were just like...
You're dumb.
Exactly. You're like not... You're between childhood and actually... You're putting off real responsibility. So it's just like getting to be a big-ass kid.
Yeah.
Never have... That was why it's the
getting
best.
In like 8 hours of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
And feeling good about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the older I become, the more childish I become. You know, more playful.
The more childish your penis gets.
I got a child.
Yeah, I got a childish ass penis. I tell this bitch, my shit ain't small, it's childish. That might be my favorite character. What's that guy's name, Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Lorenzo the with a child's
penis. I tell this bitch, look, AM, wake up. I drink my Nescafe espresso. All right. Head on down to the nail salon.
Get my French shit, manicure.
Get my shit beautied up. All right. Then I go have a little lunch. The samples at the Costco. They can't kick me out. They don't know. They cannot. My face too beautiful. They don't know the difference between me and my auntie. I walk right in there with my
same hair too. Yeah.
I do same ass haircut. You know?
Uh-huh.
And they say,
Andre 3000.
Sorry for the confusion, ma'am. And I say, that's all right. I go have two Hot Pockets. They on display. Those are mine. I'm getting the first ones. Clean my hands off. Go back to the nail salon.
Wash my hands.
And from that point on, we're talking 10:30, 11 a.m. It's fucking bitches till midnight. I got a whole system set up. I know that whole transit system. I ride the 43 bus to Yolanda's house. Fuck that bitch with my childish ass penis. She don't even wake up. That's how I like it. Stay asleep, bitch. That's right. She's like, oh, who is that? I'm like, shut up. Go back to sleep.
It's my auntie.
She ain't waking up from the dick. She waking up because she smelled the Costco on me. Waking up to
smell
the smell.
Costco.
She can smell them Fabergé eggs and the trampolines. Them Kirkland brand jeans. You know what I say? She's like, what is that? Is that 200 batteries for $8.99? I say, shut up, bitch. Go back to sleep. I'm being childish.
Childish ass Lorenzo.
Lorenzo,
go to my auntie's house.
Ooh, you know, I saw a hilarious name that could have been Lorenzo's actual name. There's a quarterback on Florida State named DeAndre Francois.
I remember we saw that truck, Greg Warr.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Warr, yeah.
bonjour. Where are the bitches? Bust that pussy. Why don't bound?
Nick, are you timing?
No, where are we at?
41.
Oh, damn. You know what that means, baby.
Yeah.
It's time to shit your underwear right off your fucking body. Whatever you're wearing, take it off, throw it away. We got better underwear for you. We got Mac Weldon underwear.
Mac fucking Weldon.
MacWeldon.com. They believe in smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping.
No matter how childish your penis is.
Click, buy, win. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's the wrong one.
You know, for a long time, I didn't wear underwear.
Like, oh, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, you're a Mac Weldon user?
That's right. It's silky smooth like butter.
Mm-hmm.
I got a baby dick and a baby's mind. Smooth like a baby, dick like a baby.
Now, does your dick smell like Costco also?
My dick don't smell like shit, baby, because Mac Weldon, they got a line of... Natural. I don't want to do the voice. Silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means that they absorb the odor. It's like a little bacon soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
A little bacon soda box.
That's
in the cooch.
Oh yeah,
that's what you do. You
put a little Arm & Hammer right in that pussy.
Ooh,
yeah. you make your bitch put the Arm & Hammer up in it.
Do volcano experiments
that's
in the
right.
Bitch pussy.
That's right. Put some vinegar down there.
Fourth grade science fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, and they got great shirts, hoodies, duffel bags, socks.
Whole shit.
Most comfortable shit you'll ever fucking wear in your life. I guarantee it.
Mm.
You're gonna like the way you look.
What if you don't like the underwear? Yeah.
What happens if you don't like it?
MacWeldon.com. Did somebody say McDonald's?
Is that even a have McDonald's
it.
Logan?
Just have it your
wildly
way.
Wildly violated copyright laws. just completely.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We love MacWeldon.
shit. Yeah.
You can return your shit too.
Yeah.
You
go to MacWeldon.com.
You can't return it.
You check them out. No. If you call them up and complain, say you don't
like
the
underwear, you get your
money. You get your money back, but they let you keep the underwear because nobody wants to clean your shit.
You do do ass.
Boss way. You dirty, you nasty ass off the fucking underwear. You go and check them out. Use promo code CUM. TOWN Cumtown. Promo code Cumtown, all capital letters received.
Nice.
20% off your order.
Hell yes.
Check them out, MacWeldon.com. They've been with us the whole fucking goddamn time.
Salute to MacWeldon. Yeah.
Only
ride or die.
Only think about all the sponsors we've lost on this show.
Yep.
We the lost
the 700 Club.
That's right.
Yep.
The New Adventist Kraft. Church.
Kraft macaroni
Halliburton.
Cheese.
Halliburton.
McDonnell Douglas airplanes. Blackwater,
Teterboro Private Airport. We used to. They used to be a.
Oh right.
They used to be
the
a
Westboro Baptist Church.
They stopped advertising way too early. They should have. They should have given us some time. Yeah. just let it rock for a couple.
Just because I said I'd suck George Carlin's dick, that I'd go to hell and suck his dick, if it meant we could have.
Find out
Rick
a couple
Moranis'
more words.
Wife back.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what else we can't say on TV, man.
Yeah,
that's why I want him back.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the seven racial slurs you're not allowed to say on TV. Chink, jigaboo. Dude, that clip of him going through all the racial slurs. I put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
You just edit out the punchline and the setup, and it's the funniest thing in the world. It's just 5 minutes of him just being like, kike, honky. And people are like, woo! Like applauding.
That is good as hell.
He's up there with McCain right now.
You know, it's
right.
funny. When I started comedy, George Carlin was like a god.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, there was nothing. You couldn't be more than George Carlin in my mind. I thought George Carlin was the fucking guy.
Yeah.
And then I go back and watch it now, and it's like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a lot of it's still really good.
A lot of it's really good.
But all that fucking wordplay nonsense.
Yeah.
Like, download your megabytes.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
But
dumb.
I actually like his first album, like Class Clown. I love that.
The
album.
Old Carlin, like the old clips of him on the Tonight Show
just
when he's like
jokey.
He looks
joke
kind
writer.
Of like a normal guy. Yeah. It's like before he became like a hippie grandpa kind of look.
Yeah.
He was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was always a Richard Pryor guy when I was like, I always thought he was.
Yeah,
the
Pryor
best.
Too. Yeah. Pryor and Carlin kind of occupied the same space in my head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then
my like casual comedy interests are pretty stupid. I thought like Jim Brewer was like my favorite comedian.
Yeah. You said that before.
Dude, Jim Brewer hardcore.
I thought he was hilarious. I thought Pablo Francisco was hilarious.
Yeah,
That's true.
I remember being like 14, being like, that's going to be me, man. A guy that talks about weed.
Yeah. Carlos Mencia's first half hour I really liked.
Was that the one that ends with that him trying to have that like solemn note where he's like, because sometimes, then he just walks away.
I think
away.
It was, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And I was like, damn, Carlos.
Really?
I mean, I was like,
I thought that was
I like
11.
I like Dane Cook, that first one. The first
Presents Dane Cook was great. It was just a black tank
hilarious.
Top.
Hilarious, the black tank top. Yeah.
I was a big Dane Cook
He was
guy.
Using the space so well, dude. He was all over that
I never
stage.
Liked Dane Cook, but I was really? Already kind of like a comedy snob.
Oh, I wasn't. I was like, yeah, I was like 12
but
years
no,
old, 13.
Yeah, we were young as shit back
yeah.
then.
Yeah, I know. I was already kind of a snob.
Yeah, that Pablo Francisco special, I saw a million
comics.
Times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was great. And actually, you had to do it on TV.
You know what I miss? Liking stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Being able to watch it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to watch comedy and listen to it not all the time.
I can't
just don't
do it
anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't want you know, to be influenced. My art has to be pure, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My stuff about how I don't fuck that good. I don't want anybody else.
No one else in the game is doing that. Stop.
Yeah.
You're on your Marco Polo shit, dude.
Well, it's like
uncharted waters, baby.
A part of me is like, oh, well, is it because that I've been in comedy so long now that I'm jaded that like stuff I see, I like judge it more harshly or whatever. But then I go back and watch older shit and it's like, oh no, comedy used to be better. Comedy was easily.
You think so?
Yes, dude.
When?
I went back. I was like trying
like
to sit down and watch old Steve Harvey shit to laugh at it, to make fun of it. And it's like, this man is a genius. He is so much better at comedy at stand-up comedy than, like, anyone we're fucking friends
what,
with.
What, the King special?
No. His like, independent specials.
I don't think I've seen too many
Dude,
of those.
Steve Harvey is not to be... I mean, he's, like, a buffoon. And
he's an idiot.
It's silly.
Yeah. Every
and then
opinion
the premises
he
are,
holds is
The premises
wrong.
Are whatever. Yeah, I mean, that shoot, like, send me to Iraq, I'll kill the children.
That's funny, though. That
it's
really
funny, but then his execution of that bit is also so much better than most
Well,
comedians.
He's performing. Yeah.
He's performing, yeah. But he's like, it's fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
I think Cat Williams is really funny.
Cat Williams is great.
He's amazing.
Sure. Cat Williams is fucking
his last
awesome.
Special, his last special was pretty fucking good.
Seriously, like white people voting this year in line like they got a secret.
Oh, that act
hilarious.
Out. That act out is
fucking
so
funny.
Goddamn
when he does
funny.
That step forward.
Yeah, the step thing. I mean, the physicality
does,
of it.
He does that
yeah,
act
yeah.
out.
But he
all
starts.
Respect. If I watch a couple back to back. He does a couple of the act outs at the same every time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm
that's
all
his,
in.
Like, go
I
to.
Don't give a fuck. Yeah,
you want the greatest hits, baby.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, he does
just
do,
sweating the second.
He does do 15 minutes. Anything. 15 minutes on Jacksonville at the beginning of the new special. That is like, that how really the hell does this guy know so much about Jacksonville?
Yeah.
He's not even from there.
No, comedy kind of hit a stride again in like the probably mid to late 90s, and.
But well, wasn't that like kind of the dark era? Well, that was after
in terms,
like,
of, in terms of business, but in terms
of
like
business.
Who was funny, I wouldn't say,
yeah.
No.
But I also do feel like there is, like, there. I don't know, really old shit. It's kind of like watching the NBA or like old sports.
Yeah, they're
like,
not as good.
Yeah, it's just like there's not as many laughs per minute. There's not as much of that shit. And I think probably there's probably an era that was like more contemporary.
Yeah,
you
but
could
compared
argue.
To, I mean, look at the state comedy's in. And it's like Nanette is the most popular.
Oh, true. Special. Yeah, that sucks dick. Yeah.
Well, it's a weird.
I mean, comedy is so bad now that it's just moved away from comedy.
Well, from
stand up, whatever, dude. Comedy's not. I don't think comedy's important.
Yeah.
So, well, stand up comedy. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't mean comedy at large, but
I mean that. No, that's also true. They don't make comedy movies anymore. They're not profitable. They don't make them anymore. They're like the last like major studio like comedy.
I haven't watched Drew Michaels' thing yet.
He just had an HBO special.
Yeah, but there's no audience.
Oh,
he's
shit,
alone.
Really?
It's him. It's like shots of him up close, and then you know.
That's weird. Is
yeah.
It good.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm friends with
is
him.
Is it an hour?
I like Drew, and he's a good comic, but that seems weird.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
what's
that's
her
like,
name? Did that Maria Bamford did that for her cats?
Her, no, no, she did that
for
with
her parents.
That was good. Actually,
but
she,
it's
I
like
it was
different.
Suck,
it's like how is this the evolution of
she's
comedy
amazing,
instead of just
dude.
Writing more jokes?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you that's know? What I mean. It's like that's just not it's the same thing with Nanette, where it's just like I mean, this could be good, but it's not a stand-up comic. Like it is. I don't know.
And where are you going?
I have to piss.
Adam has to piss. Everyone, apologize, Adam. He refuses. Anyway, man.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's there is an impulse always with anything to be like, well, everything's been done already, but it's not true. I mean, that's just, that's never fucking true.
Yeah.
It's standing on a stage and talking. There's infinite fucking possibilities.
For sure.
Do it to an audience and make them laugh.
It'd just be funny, yeah.
Yeah, and...
I mean, that's how I feel. I don't overthink the shit. I don't overthink anything. I try not to think.
You don't even, think
things. Yeah.
Forget overthink.
But, like, I just want to get on stage and do what's funny to me and whatever.
Right.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck where I stand. And I'm not really trying to, like, I mean, I'm not trying to be, I'm not trying to be reductive, but I'm also not, like, oh, I have to be cutting edge or whatever. I'm a fucking idiot who talks about shit that makes me feel bad, and then hopefully I find a joke in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really.
No, that's all comedy is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't find it to be a higher art form. I think it's stupid.
No, it's not a higher art. Yeah. It's barely art.
It's barely art. Yeah. But if I can.
Some people sometimes, like, on a very rare occasion, can do something, and you're like, oh, that's good. That makes me, like, think about how, you know, being alive or whatever.
Yeah.
Louis had like a couple of jokes and specials where I've been like, oh, that's like,
yeah,
that's on a different level.
And I'd like to maybe have one. My goal is
but you have
up
to be
have
like
one
in your
great special.
You have to be in your 40s to,
yeah,
you the, it have, comes with like life experience and like to like get gravitas or like whatever,
or
you know?
But
yeah, I think it's totally fine. I mean, Cameron Esposito's. She did a thing called rape jokes, and there weren't any rape jokes in it.
Some kind of giant totem. That's going to be my life's work.
Okay.
Like a Tower of Babel?
Some giant tower.
How tall?
It's got to be taller than the World Trade Center, obviously. Okay.
You'd want to go. It would be unfinished. You would keep wanting.
I would keep building.
Go higher and higher. Mm-hmm. Would it just be a collection of shit? You'd just like just like pots and like various items.
Garbage.
A garbage tower. You're hot gluing it together. It tumbles. And you're like.
What's
you're,
Babel? That's not Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's a tower. Babel is,
contains all of the languages, and then it was destroyed by God because he didn't want.
And he spread everyone around the world and gave them different languages.
He didn't want people talking to each other, snitching on each other.
I think they were trying to get up to see him or something. Be like, fuck
with
you.
With different languages?
I don't really remember that story.
So one floor was like Chinese and one floor was
No, everyone spoke the same language before they did it, I think.
Oh.
And then I think God got mad and was
so
like...
So if you're racist, you actually hate God.
Dude, God gets mad a lot.
He really did. Old Testament God, for sure.
Yeah, that's my God, baby.
He would fucking Jewish set God. Motherfuckers on fire and shit.
Yeah, the bitchy God.
Yeah, kill, like, babies just left and right.
Yeah.
That shit that he did to whatever the fuck, Abraham or whatever.
Made him kill his son.
That's
well, he,
up,
like,
bro.
Had to, like, get real close to my kill man, his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was like, psych!
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, you know what, God? This, like, mysterious voice in the sky that I've been talking to, I will kill my son for you. You know,
yeah,
he shouldn't have done that. He's a bad father, yeah.
And that's supposed to be like an example of like what faith is.
Yeah.
Is murdering the son that you waited for 75 years.
And plenty of women in Texas have, you know, drowned all four of their kids and then had to go to jail for that.
Yeah,
but they had the same exact, you know, story.
God told
that
me.
God was telling them, mm-hmm. "What's the difference? You know, let them free."
Yeah,
I agree.
They are prophets.
Yeah.
Well, God doesn't promise you won't go to jail.
That's
what?
True.
That's the God doesn't promise that you won't go
That's
to jail.
That's true. Abraham gets locked up at the end of that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, damn, that's fucked up, man. You're going to sacrifice your son.
I watched talking about mothers killing their kids and shit. I watched the season finale of Sharp Objects. You guys watch that?
No.
As an
HBO inflated
show?
Man, is that something that scares you?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to go...
Popped. I literally, when I was a child, thought you could do that to fat people. That you could pop them and they'd fly around the room.
That would be
which
awesome.
Which balloons don't even do.
There was that, Monty Python sketch about the fat guy in the restaurant. And he's like, Monsieur, do you want dessert? And then he eats the wafer cookie and he explodes.
That's pretty funny.
I used to think that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
One
of those guys was gay, and he fucked a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
Which guy was gay?
The guy with the pipe.
The British guy.
Yeah. Oh.
The guy the little guy.
The quiet one.
I watched a documentary, and they told some story about seeing him just fuck a guy.
What's his name? Graham?
I don't know.
Something?
He would just go out and get dick
Graham
down.
Norton.
Graham Norton.
Yeah, it's Graham Norton.
Dude, you know Graham Norton's gay?
You remember when the Graham Norton show came out?
No, of course he's the gayest guy of all time.
Oh, I didn't
know. Graham Norton show came out, and like I didn't know what who he was because I'm American.
Yeah, it was on BBC America.
Well,
yeah.
It was on Comedy Central.
It was on CW or some shit.
What?
I think so. I don't remember.
He had that fucked up like Northern Irish accent too. It's like, what the fuck kind of accent is that?
The clips sometimes are on Facebook, and it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, they have a lot of fun on that.
Yeah, it's like a fun time. You know, Russell Crowe apparently. Do you know the guy that played Superman was from England?
Henry Cavill?
Guy? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sucked.
But anyway,
he was in the new Mission Impossible. He's the worst actor of all time.
He met Russell Crowe when he was like a little ass kid.
And he said, I want to be Batman or Superman?
And something like that. And then they like met up later. Mm-hmm. Or like they were on the same movie, and he's like, "Hey, remember that kid from you fucking mm-hmm. talked to?" And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "It was fucking me, dude."
Yeah, there's a Graham Norton
cool
effect.
That sounds pretty tight.
I mean,
dude.
It was cool if you had watched it. It'd be like, it was nice.
Well, what's his name? Griezmann from the French soccer team met Zidane after they won the World Cup in '98, and he said, "I'm going to win the World Cup." And then they just won. Yeah.
I mean, probably so many kids said it.
I'm sure.
Still pretty cool.
But he did that.
Yeah.
Anyways, the first time I saw Graham Norton, I didn't know who Graham Norton was because, you know, I'm not British or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, what the fuck is this?
Right,
they presented
right.
him as if, like, you should know who Graham Norton
is. Of course.
Was.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was a big get.
They did the same thing with James Corden.
Yeah, that was weird because it was like, what was even his credit? Like, what was he huge?
He's like not going away. He'll never go away.
He was the fattest man in
England. No, he was like a musical theater guy.
I remember that fat guy that had pictures of the Queen.
Oh,
that
suit.
I love that guy. The unit.
That was the best picture of the year.
That guy rules.
The absolute unit.
He's like a fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the origin of Absolute Unit?
Yeah, it was that picture.
Nice. That guy was a unit.
Yeah, this lad is Absolute Unit. The material that it would take to make that suit is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's look him up again.
So many fucking... so many homeless families could have tents for that guy's suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
How little
who
is he?
I don't want to know.
The Lord of Yunkinshire.
This is why you got to ruin shit by getting too much information.
Yeah, it's true. You just smile and
enjoy. That's how the Jews ruined religion for themselves.
Well, they invented.
Yeah, but then they had to find out that God didn't exist, and now everybody hates them.
Yeah.
If they just stayed in their lane.
How did they find out? By killing Jesus?
By learning how to read.
Mm-hmm.
They all had to learn how to read because Judaism requires literacy.
Oh, fuck. So once everyone reads, you're like...
Well, that's why the Jews are hated, is because it was like the only group of people that required literacy of all...
Oh, so it's all nerds.
Well, it's all nerds. So they all went into finance or banking because they knew how to read. And then, they would adopt usury, which they're allowed to engage in as long as it's towards non-Jews. So then they would just steal everyone's money, or take everyone's money.
That's not how it happened.
Wasn't it some shit like, it was like, people didn't, thought it was bullshit?
Jews got the Enlightenment like 100 years after Europe got it. At least like Eastern European Jews. They like the Enlightenment was like in the 1700s, and then the bulk of Ashkenazi,
the
like,
Enlightenment,
Jewry,
what's that? That's what I call taking a shit.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I go in enlighten myself after dropping a fucking fat load.
No, yeah. A bunch of people realized there was no God before Jews did.
No, I don't think so.
No, the Jews kind of always knew there wasn't God. As soon as Christianity was born, the Jews thought, okay, we need another game plan. So obviously we accept that God doesn't exist. We're gonna go into banking. Which, hey, is
a lot
fine.
Of them just hid which in shtetls. Hey, most
which,
of them hid in
which
shtetls.
Which is fine. The majority of them went into banking, and they controlled the world's finances.
That's not true. That's not.
Weren't they? They all wanted Jesus to be like some big dick guy with a sword that was going to chop off Caesar's head.
Jews did?
Yeah, right. Isn't that why they didn't fuck with? Isn't that what they were looking for in the Messiah?
No, they just suggested.
No, they thought Jesus was going to be Jewish instead of Christian, but he showed up and it was.
He wasn't Christian. There was no such thing as Christian.
He showed up and he's like, "I'm Christian.
I'm Christian. I'm me. Yeah. I am a mean."
that's like you saying I'm Mullian.
No, nothing like saying that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, the Jews couldn't stand that the Messiah turned out to be a Christian.
This Gentile's gonna tell me what to do.
Is there any way we can screw him over with interest rates?
No, they were just trying to, they lightly suggested to Pontius Pilate they might want to do something about.
I've heard he's been saying something.
They suggested.
Didn't he
something.
Flip over like he went? He brought the shit in
the money. Bank. The money lenders.
Yeah. I like to imagine Jesus walking into the temple like a '80s movie bully, like flipping over cafeteria tables.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. What's up, Fogel? Trying to have your lunch in here? Not on my watch.
Flipping
all of Adam's friends.
I think he made a tremendous mess.
My lunch. My one individual pickle with a side of a salt packet. My favorite lunch to eat.
What the fuck is gefilte fish? I feel like that was the go-to punchline for Jewish food.
Bullshit white fish.
It's just like, it's maybe
it's like
composite.
Boiled into a paste.
Composite of three different fishes that are kind of ground up like a hamburger and then molded into a loaf.
Oh, that sounds gross. So it's a fish loaf?
It tastes pretty good.
It sounds bad, dude.
It's not bad. But it was a big joke in Rush Hour, obviously.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Because I love
Filthy
Rush
Fish.
Hour. That movie, by the way, holds up.
Rush what the
Hour
hell
is
in
good.
A filthy fish? Yeah. That was a good.
Can you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
You understand the words?
Can you understand the words? Great joke.
It holds up, baby.
Solid joke, dude. Speaking of Jackie Chan, we will be in Japan.
That's right.
We're going to Japan.
We're visiting
the land of Jackie
Dojo he grew up in.
I got this Japanese haircut, and I really think it's really embarrassing.
What makes you think it's a Japanese?
It's a good
haircut.
It was all Japanese people that were at the hairdresser.
Oh, is that so? I've always had white trash haircuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't been shut up. Yeah. Nah, dude. It looks fine. Shut up, dude.
But it looks... I feel like it looks kind of Super Saiyan right now.
Well, I think the answer is to continue looking at yourself in the mirror mm-hmm. and fishing for compliments for your haircut. Nick.
Maybe we should just do
look in the mirror, not on the podcast. I focus on mm-hmm. the job I hate and don't want anymore.
Yeah.
We'll be free soon, man.
I know.
Anyway, so yeah, guys.
What's the plan?
Good luck. What's the play? Where's smart money?
Yeah, the plan is fully realized.
No, we got to figure that out for sure.
So yeah, we're actually going to go to Japan.
We're going to go to Japan before or after Australia.
Before. Let's
that'll
before.
Be a nice little fun boys trip. It's going to be like kind of us trying to save the marriage. And maybe like we'll have some momentum from it for a couple weeks afterwards, and then we'll just slow down to the pace of our normal lives, and you know,
whatever, man. I'm eating sushi. I'm eating ramen. I'm eating fucking yakiniku.
I'm gonna eat so much food when I'm there.
Before we go to Japan, though, we'll be in Cleveland on this fucking
Sunday. Is Cleveland sold out?
I don't know. I got to check the numbers. But I don't. In fact, it's not sold out. They would have said something. So please buy tickets to that. We are in Hilarities on the 2nd in Cleveland.
Sunday,
4:20. So please buy those tickets. You can find that on my website. And then the next day, on Monday, we are in Boston. We're doing a live podcast at 8 o'clock at Laugh Boston. Mm-hmm. That is sold out, though. So now there's a 6 o'clock stand-up show. If you want to come see that.
I posted the link for the tickets, but I'll post it again.
And I also post, it's also on stavi.biz, S-T-A-V-V-Y .biz.
Also, there's Funny Moms the next Monday, which I will not be there because it is on the 10th. I will not be there, but Nick and Stav.
Why aren't you going to be there?
Hopefully we'll be there. It is the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah.
Really? Are you really not going to be there?
I'm going to go see my folks.
Oh, probably. Okay. Yeah. That's nice. That's cute.
Damn.
I
want to get into Jewish holidays.
You can, man.
They're pretty bad for the most part.
Yeah.
They're not very
ooh,
fun.
San Gennaro's coming up.
That's a better holiday.
Fuck, goddamn, I love San Gennaro.
Let me plug my ditch real quick. And I'm in Connecticut on the 7th at the Fairfield Comedy Club, Friday the 7th. Please buy tickets to that. And then I'm in New Orleans on the 14th. I'm sorry, on the 15th, and Lafayette, Louisiana on the 14th. So please buy those motherfucking tickets. And then finally, Chicago. I am at the Lincoln Lodge on the 21st and the 22nd. And then the 23rd, I'm in Detroit doing a fucking hour. That's an early show.
Are you driving out there?
No, taking a plane.
How far is the drive to Detroit? It's fucking
dude,
far.
I drove me and Lewis and Dave out.
You were
there.
Doing coke though.
That's true. Yeah. That doesn't mean that I didn't drive there.
He did drive.
You had some help along the way.
Yeah.
And then we're in Australia in Sydney, the 23rd, Melbourne, 26th, Brisbane, 28th. So buy tickets to those motherfuckers too.
And I guess there's two different shows. It's going to be a podcast and a stand up show.
When they sell out, we'll do a stand up show after the live pod. So. If you missed your chance to watch us do the live pod, come watch us do stand up or do both. We're probably never coming back to Australia again for the rest of our lives.
I'm gonna go once a year.
Damn, we need some fucking Zannies for the plane, dude.
Yeah,
dude, have Zannies, mail them to Nick or Adam, whose both addresses have been said on the podcast.
Stav's address?
No, do not say it.
I can't remember because it's one of those weird bullshit Queens addresses where they got two numbers
with a dash in the middle.
What the fuck are they thinking of?
I don't know what's going on in Queens.
I like Queens, man. I like Astoria.
I'm hiding Nazis, weird addresses. I am more mad about the addresses in Queens than harboring a Nazi.
Nick and I have a little Queens date night at the end of this month.
When I will be in Chicago.
When Stav is out of town.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see Paul Simon.
We're going to see his final concert ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neil Simon died today, by the way.
He died yesterday.
Are they related?
No.
Well,
probably.
They're both part of the same global conspiracy.
Yeah. R.I.P. to Neil Simon, R.I.P. to John McCain.
That's right.
Just kidding.
R.I.P. to those guys that got at the Madden tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, it's been a week of R.I.P.s.
That guy was from Baltimore, the shooter.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. David Katz.
Represent, dude.
Are you proud? Are you proud
of him? Shouts out to Baltimore.
Are you proud of him?
All right, guys. We'll be back. Bye.